it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
More success for Clare at the Tidy Towns Awards. Later on in the programme, we will be checking in on a number of communities across the county. But we'll start off this morning in Ennis, which once again has been named as Ireland's tidiest large urban centre. Pipped to the overall award, though, by 1 point by Bird Hill in County Tipperary, Ireland's tidiest town for 2017. Josephine Cotter-Coughlin and Teresa McGrath join us. They're both part of Ennis Tidy Towns. Good morning to you both. And thanks for joining us. Josephine, I asked you this off air, but I'll ask it on air as well. A great award and a wonderful achievement for Ennis to get the tidiest urban centre, but is there a tinge of regret that you didn't get the overall top prize?
Yes, Gavin, I suppose naturally at the very top end of the competition, Ennis was striving to get the overall award this year. We have done very well over the past number of years, and this year we've also done very well. We've got 8 additional marks, but it gets harder and harder each year. We beat off very stiff competition from a number of towns in our category, and in particular Ballincollig in County Cork, who have done a lot this year, and they're just 4 points behind us. But I suppose the level of activity here in Ennis has been tremendous. We had over 117 projects on the go this year, so you know, well done to the community, and it is about community involvement. So I'd like to take this opportunity to thank all the groups who attended workshops, and the schools for their involvement, and Clare County Council for their support and assistance with all the projects.
And it means so much then to people who aren't involved, in terms of having a much cleaner and nicer looking town as a result. And it's interesting, Teresa, as Josephine was talking there, she said that Ennis gained 8 marks and held on to its award by 4. It shows the need to continually improve, to get better and better every year, just to keep up.
Absolutely. It's an ongoing thing. It's a 12-month, really. But we take a little break, all right, for a couple of months after all this, because we work very hard during the summer months. But Ennis is a beautiful medieval town, and I suppose first of all we love it for ourselves, and secondly we like to have it nice for our visitors and all that. And I think it's wonderful the way it is a medieval town, but yet it's with lovely modern buildings side by side, but they all complement each other. And thanks to good planning, I suppose, you know.
The town has looked so well because of some of the initiatives surrounding the flat in particular. Absolutely. As well as your efforts, of course. I'm not undermining those. But I know that there would have been great hopes in terms of getting the overall award with that in mind. But you'll dust yourselves off and come back, obviously, Teresa?
Hopefully. We're noted for that. We're strong. And we've great community, which is wonderful. I think it's all about community, to be honest, as Josephine has said. It's all about community.
I don't want this to be a downer. I think it was 8 awards that Ennis won yesterday.
Yes, in particular, I suppose one of the big awards was the Climate Action Award. And there was a lot done this year with the various workshops and the biodiversity. And we did a lot of planting, and we did a lot of projects like the beehive community projects in Dura Lenfield. And there was also junior volunteers involved in wildlife talks. So, you know, that was very successful. We had an apple tree pruning workshop, and again, this was well attended. So I expect a lot of our marks this year will come under the wildlife and habitats category. That's one that we certainly will be high achievers in. And
you haven't seen the judging report then yet,
no,
I presume?
We haven't, no.
Okay, fair enough. And that'll be scrutinised line by line to see where you can get even better for 2018, I presume?
Yes. Another award that we won was the Gum and Litter Task Force Award. We won our own county award, and we won the national award in that. So congrats to all in Clare County Council who are very much to the forefront in that waste management enforcement.
It takes a huge amount of work to be consistently at the top. And I would hope, if nothing else, that people will see, you know, nationally, that Ennis is continuing to do well, and there's Ennis again, you know, again taking this award. I know it's not the one you wanted, but at the same time, that in and of itself is a wonderful advertisement for the town.
Oh, it absolutely is, and it brings lots of visitors in, because I mean, we ourselves go to see some towns, you know, that do well as well, just to see what they're doing. But it does attract a lot of visitors, definitely. Yeah, it attracts a lot of visitors. Yeah.
Okay. When does the work start for 2018? So
probably next month we start planning.
Okay.
Hopefully, we have some projects in mind on a 3-year plan, and Hopefully we'll start on those.
And have you, do you think there's room for, to hopefully edge you over the line for next year in terms of a little bit more improvement?
Yes, there's quite a lot of projects on the built environment. The new library project hopefully will commence possibly in 2018. And there are quite a number of other projects then that the Tidy Towns themselves would like to see progressed, the cycleways and quite a number of other projects that I suppose we have to look at ourselves, and that would be recycling, to look at how we can actually improve our marks under the recycling.
As I said as well, later on we'll be checking in on a couple of other of the communities that did very well, but just to, for those who haven't heard, Kilrush took another gold medal, Mount Shannon won silver, Quinn, Ballinacalli, Chimgraney and Ballyvaughan all won bronze. The Endeavour Award then went to Listenvarna. There's other awards as well, but Clare, it seems, is doing well, or certainly holding its own in this, in Josephine?
Yes, certainly. There's quite a number of gold medals, as you say, and there's a big number of entries, so certainly all the towns and villages are doing quite well. Yeah,
absolutely, and it's very good to see. And we shouldn't finish this morning, Teresa, without marking the recent passing of a Tidy Town stalwart in John Finn.
Yes, this was great sadness that we heard the news of John, because John is, he will be a legend, because he was so good to Tidy Towns all over the country, not to mind just Ennis. He was a great friend, a great advisor and everything else. And I think it is a fitting tribute to, yeah, it was passed to him yesterday. And we also, from our committee, like to extend our sympathy to Bear and the family.
Absolutely.
And we know what they're going through, and it's he'll be a tremendous loss to his family, first of all, but especially community as well.
Minister Ring, I think, paid tribute to him yesterday.
He did, yes, indeed.
He did, yeah.
At the ceremony of the Helix as well. So, hopefully that can be some solace at a very tough time to them. And we wish them all the our thoughts are with them. Josephine and Teresa, congratulations to you all on your efforts as well. And hopefully 2018 can be the year you get over the line. Thanks very much for joining us.
Hopefully we'll be back again.
Hopefully indeed. Gavin, thank you. Yes. Cheers,
thanks very much.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.